Please listen carefully.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week. That's every single day. We publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, let's be honest, Christy, Amelia, and I do this because we just want to see each other every morning bright and early over coffee-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2020.
And we're still not actually in person seeing each other. It's just on our physical distancing social connection tools like Skype that we're doing this.
I mean, but isn't that how people connect now? Because I feel like I've pretty much just accepted seeing another person in human form other than those in my immediate family is just never going to happen again. So is this not real life?
It is certainly our real life right now. And whether it's going to always be this way or not, hopefully it won't, because I am itching to get back to physical connection with my close friends and family who I do not live with.
Yeah, we had a conversation with our founding impact investor who was talking about the air circulation in the office, that they validated that it was a closed circuit and so that the air would only be from other people in the office, meaning it comes from outside, meaning we're not getting air from someone else's office, etc. But what I thought was fascinating about that is it came with this kind of enthusiasm that the office might be reopening and we might be going back to the office. And I don't know, I'm not kind of there yet. I don't feel ready. But I think in particular, I don't feel ready to put my daughter back into a communal care environment. So I'm really tired of being isolated, but I'm also very wary about wanting to return to normal, I guess.
I get that. And it's one of those things that since it has been going on so long and we have this constant low-level crisis feeling about the COVID-19 situation, which is still going on. And then recently we've had these protests, which are absolutely essential and trying to air centuries and decades of unhappy situations for many, many people in this country and trying to really have a reckoning of the racism that is endemic in our country. But it is exhausting. I feel it is so important, but also exhausting. And on today's headlines, we have some really interesting things that are speaking specifically to the current situation with the protests that are happening around the country, what some cities have done better than others in terms of showing up from a nonviolent perspective, which I feel like is absolutely essential. That was our lead story about Newark. Mm-hmm. But I personally wanted to highlight a story that's really more focused on health and well-being on an individual level, which is, as Summers, you and I were talking about earlier today, is so important. And it's so easy to forget in times of national crisis, in times of community protest, in times of international pandemics, that we are human beings. We have real lives. We have the people who are closest to us, who are depending on us every single day. And we really have to take ourselves seriously.
Well, and self-care is imperative. And as we talked before we get into this headline, you and I both have had some medical challenges over this past year, you more recently than I, but not taking care of oneself. And for me, diet and food and nutrition is super, super critical simply because my body was very dramatically changed by having a baby. And I have found myself almost too tired, too worn, too beaten down in the sense that I want to commit to work and I have to commit to my family. Well, I want to commit to them too, but that I haven't been taking care of my nutrition and I feel like crap. And I don't want to keep feeling like crap. And I see my husband and I know that he is on the same level and I can tell he feels like crap. Sorry, mom and dad, for saying a gross word like crap, but whatever. I am done feeling like crap. So what can the Optimist Daily today, Christy, teach us about how to not feel like crap?
The headline that I'm choosing to highlight is about why vitamin D is so important for our health. And this, of course, is from our health section on the Optimist Daily. This is something that my personal doctor was really, really pushing as the pandemic came out. The best offense is a good defense. And one of the things that he was saying in relation to the coronavirus and keeping yourself healthy is to boost your own immunity as much as you can. And it means getting enough sleep. It also means getting enough of the basic nutrition that you really need. And one of those vitamins, one of those essential nutrients that are really important to our immunity, along with other things, is vitamin D. And it actually functions like a vitamin and a hormone. And you can get vitamin D from some foods like eggs and fish, and I think walnuts might be high, but it mostly enters your body through the sun. We can't make our own vitamin D. There's some vitamins that we are able to make ourselves through our own metabolic processes, but vitamin D is something that you have to get from outside. And usually you get it from the sun, and the skin converts it into a usable form. But a lot of us, now that we work inside and in this period of time when we're not even allowed to go outside a lot of the time, many of us are deprived of vitamin D. And so getting a supplement of vitamin D into your normal routine is one of the ways you can really turn that around.
Vitamin D is so important, Christy, that is one of the first recommendations that our pediatrician said, is that if we are exclusively breastfeeding our baby, or even once our baby starts to eat solid foods, a vitamin D supplement every day is required. So we have these annoying little vitamin D drops that is literally like watching paint dry to try to get it out of the container into her bottle of milk. But vitamin D is recommended at basically birth. It's so important.
I mean, and I grew up hearing a lot about vitamin C and how that's really important for staving off colds and zinc. But vitamin D is another one of those essential vitamins. And getting out in the sun, yesterday I actually took a little sun bath. I always talk about my shady backyard, which is a tiny little yard, but I do have a balcony that gets a sliver of sun. So yesterday I was laying out there in the sun for about 20 minutes, the end of the day, with my legs completely exposed. So I was getting a little bit of a suntan, and my shins are a little bit sunburned, which is not good to get sunburned, but it felt really good.
You and the cilantro got a little bit of sun.
A little bit of sun, yeah, you know.
I feel like you should probably post a picture of your cilantro. I feel like the cilantro is a character in its own. Like, everybody's rooting for Christy's cilantro in her little teeny tiny shady backyard.
It's so sad. I will. And I've got a little bit of kale now starting to sprout up, which is doing a little better than cilantro. I'll snap a photo. I'll send it to you.
All right. So we definitely need some vitamin D. We definitely need to be outside. We need to either supplement with vitamin D or take a 20-minute walk. I think that caring for our health is a really important headline on the Optimist Daily today. The other headline we want to highlight touches on some of what we were talking about yesterday. And this is a program focused on improving 911 responses to mental health. So we talked a little bit about cities like Austin, Texas, that mention that when you call 911, they ask you if you need police, fire, or mental health assistance. In certain neighborhoods in Dallas, a licensed specialist at the dispatch center will determine themselves if the call relates to a mental health crisis. And if it does, it won't just be the police that respond to the call. What happens is that a group of responders called the Rapid Integrated Group Health Care Team, the right team, responds to the 911 call. Mental health emergencies like that mean that in the past, chronically mentally ill people were just going to jail or the ER, and that over-inundated hospitals that didn't have the capacity to care for them. Right, as launched, decreased ER admittance by 9% and arrests dropped by 8% in those targeted zip codes. Really, just in summary on this one, this was a pilot program in Dallas, and it worked very well. The grant has ended, but it is a testament to the program's success, and they are going to be continuing it. So that story, I think, is one of those really determined and optimistic solutions to the crises and the way that our police and our first responders are able to handle community wellness.
And Summers, I think this is super important when we think about what is the actual role that the police ought to have in enhancing public safety. I don't want to use the word enforcing, because I think that the model of policing as this outside force that's trying to keep the peace, that presumes that we all aren't most interested in keeping a positive, productive community. And I think that's sort of part of the broken system. But part of it is that we put so much burden onto our police forces for doing things that they're not prepared to, they're not equipped to, they're not trained to deal with, like dealing with mental health issues, like dealing with domestic violence issues, or even just community disputes. These are things that are maybe more appropriately handled by social workers, by trained community members who know how to diffuse situations, and mental health experts. It'd be much more effective to invest in those kinds of services than just keep giving military grade equipment to our police forces.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Expanding our community services in order to enhance community safety. And I know that we really hammered through this over and over yesterday on the podcast, and Akilah Shirelles gave us the perfect example of understanding how and why. That's going to be covered more in this weekend's Optimist View, which if you are an Emissary subscriber on the Optimist Daily, you receive in your inbox. It's our long form thought leader essays that come out every week on Sundays. So for the average Joe, optimist who's just reading, you get your 5-day a week subscription. And for our emissaries, you get the additional articles on Saturday and Sunday. So I think continuing to explore that topic is great. And bravo to the writing staff at the Optimist Daily that continue to find solutions where this is working for real. There are some other great solutions, and I know we weren't going to talk about it. We didn't plan to talk about it, but Christy, we have to talk about Oatmeal the Sloth. Please, can we talk about Oatmeal the Baby Sloth?
He's adorable, and it's a reminder that we should never lose hope. There are wonderful, beautiful things that are going on in this country, in this world, rather.
This itty-bitty little sweet baby sloth was discovered in critical condition after she and her mother were shocked by an overhanging electric wire in Costa Rica. She was orphaned, but the Toucan Rescue Ranch in Costa Rica has taken her in. Just look at the pictures. I will admit, this morning I just watched baby kitten videos because I needed a hug. And not that the Optimist Daily is all about baby animals, but sometimes we are. And little Oatmeal is doing just fine. So take a look at little baby Oatmeal.
And there's also an article about how public parks are showing their worth amid protests and also in the pandemic. And that's, again, getting outside and being outside, how important that is. Get that sun. Values before profit. A man who turned his restaurant into a donation center. And this is a really wonderful story coming out of the city of Minneapolis. I recommend people go read that. There's an article about how Google Maps is unveiling new updates to help us travel safely in the COVID-19 era. There's a clothing company using 3D knitting to create pullovers that reduces waste during the manufacturing process.
I love that one. That company is called Son of Taylor. And basically, by their innovative way of manufacturing, they reduce waste. That is a great read.
Mm-hmm. There's an article about how scientists are finding that gut bacteria in superworms is the key to breaking down plastic. And that's an interesting one, talking about how do you actually recycle or clear up the waste created by polystyrene, which is a type of plastic that's really hard to get rid of.
So, like, superworms are good, murder hornets bad.
I think so. But all bugs have a role. I don't know what murder hornets are doing for us, but maybe helping us talk about how important our bees are and our bee health is. Helping us appreciate our small pollinators.
You know me and my love for bees, but these superworms might be fast on the bees trail here.
Well, they're very useful. And then there's a story about how there's a new pill that may suppress anaphylactic allergic responses that could help people who suffer from life-threatening allergies like to peanuts and other tree nuts. And I think that's really important. I know that I have several friends who actually have those disorders, either to shellfish or to nuts. And it really can be very, very dramatic when they are exposed unwittingly.
So when I was a baby, my very first birthday cake, which my mother baked for me, was an angel food cake. And it was the first time I'd ever eaten wheat, eggs, or milk. And I ended up in anaphylactic shock at my first birthday party. And so as we are approaching Brennan's first birthday party, I have been paying super good attention to all of this allergy indication and medication and ideas. And we did early allergen introduction for her so that she wouldn't go through what I went through. And although I don't remember my first birthday party, I know it was super traumatic for my mom and dad. So when this article came out, I immediately read it. And we probably don't need the pill for her, but we are testing early allergen responses to make sure this is a great solution. And I love all of the solutions that are coming forth in allergies and anaphylaxis. I carry an EpiPen with me because even though I adore and love bees, they are very dangerous for me. So this is a great story. Anybody who's got folks in their family who have allergies, go ahead and take a look at this one.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today, Summers. It's been fun. We've got a big day with other meetings. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. As always, we promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to continue to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com so you can get our upcoming Optimist View. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. One other request for you guys, please subscribe to the Optimist Daily Update. Please share it on your social media channels. Christy and I have made a commitment to recording this for the spring and early part of the summer, but we are going to probably take a break if we don't get that goal of 1,000 listeners per day. So we really need your help in spreading the word about the Optimist Daily Update if you want it to continue. So support reader-funded journalism both by subscribing as an emissary and by sharing content. Please be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thanks, Summers, and don't forget to get some sunshine today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Christy. Thanks.